In the readings, as I indicated, we hear the calling of the disciples. We hear the calling of young Samuel. And in that calling, these people, the four disciples of Jesus, young Samuel, they are inspired to follow the way of the Lord. In Samuel's case, the way is to hear the voice of God and to be a prophet or a judge speaking for God to the people and taking the people's needs to God. In the case of the disciples, originally John had inspired Andrew to follow him along with the other disciples. But when he said, "Look, there's Jesus," Andrew and the other disciples went to Jesus. And Jesus inspired them enough to call their friends, their brother. Nathanael, in the case of Philip, his friend, and Peter, Andrew's brother, in that case. They're inspired to follow Jesus and the teachings. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And so in that way of Jesus, in the way of God, they're inspired to follow, called to holiness. We, you and me, also are called. We're here because we've been inspired. Someone or something inspired us along the way. Perhaps we're just here because that's what we've always done on Sundays. But my guess is that each of us, independent thinkers that we are, at some point chose and said, you know what, I'm not doing this just because I've always done it or just because my parents had me do this. I'm doing this because I'm choosing to do this. I'm coming on Sundays to worship. I am taking time to listen to the scriptures. I'm taking time to pray because I have been inspired to follow in the way of Jesus. And following in the way of Jesus doesn't mean just worshiping. Doesn't mean just listening to these audios. It means living out a call to holiness, to follow him. What are we doing to follow Jesus, to follow the ways of the Lord? Well, we're loving our neighbor as ourselves. We're loving God with all of our heart, mind, and soul. And how do we show that we love God? It's by loving others. Why? Because we are the children of God. And everyone around us is also a child of God. He has known us, each of us, from the beginning of time, before we were knit together in our mother's womb. He knows our sitting and our standing, our going forth, our coming home. He knows the hairs on our head. He knows our rising, our laying down. He knows our words. And because he knows us, we are valuable in his eyes. And because we are valuable in his eyes, we are called to recognize that everyone else is valuable in not only God's eyes, but in our eyes. So following in the way of Jesus, following in the way of God, is to love our neighbor, to love ourselves, to love God, but really in particular, a way to love our neighbor. Right around this time of the week, the year, we celebrate Sanctity of Human Life. It's originally around the decision with Roe v. Wade and started with being an anti-abortion movement. But it's so much more than just being anti-abortion. It's respecting all of life, respecting all people. Like the Old Testament phrase, the widow, the orphan, the stranger in our midst. The stranger in the midst is the foreigner or the immigrant, somebody who is not familiar with our ways. And I guess really in so many ways we're called to inspire them to walk in our holy ways. Of course, if we're walking in deceitful ways and unholy ways and dishonest, disrespectful ways, we're not going to inspire anybody. We're going to disgust them. Hopefully we lead our lives in a way that we inspire people to good things. We do, I guess, have people who inspire others to not do good things. We certainly have had charismatic figures who've inspired others, some of whom are great leaders, great inspirations to do good and holy things. There have been people in the past who have inspired others to do awful things. Do you and I inspire people to do good things? Do you and I lead our lives in a way that cause others to lead their lives in a way that's holy? Do we love one another? Are we connected to our God? Do we live our lives in such a way that others can see that God is our firm foundation? That Jesus is our ultimate inspiration, and His Holy Spirit still dwells with each of us, that we hear Him calling our names. I've asked you in the past to think about people who've inspired you. This last week, a friend of mine, she's a social worker over in northern Wisconsin, and she quit working for one agency and is going to start working for the county. And she was asked to kind of summarize her 3 to 4 years that she'd worked with this agency. What she wrote was rather amazing. I'm going to see if I can find it here and read it to you. She wrote about how we are to be kind to one another. She was technically called a community-based flexible support person, meaning that she went and was with people to just be with them, to help them, advocate for them, listen to them, be kind to them. She wrote, "I think that they have taught me more about life than I ever could have taught them. I have learned about grace and resiliency. I've learned to never ever judge a person you really don't truly know, because some people have lived through some amazingly dark times. It's unbelievable. I have sat with people during some of their darkest times. A few months ago, I was sitting with a teenage girl as she was told by her pastor that her mother, her only family member, had passed away. She cried in my arms as she realized she was now an orphan. I had another man tell me last week, after I told him I was leaving the agency, that he had never had anyone just sit and actually listen to what he had to say. This made me incredibly sad and will stay with me for the remainder of my career and my life. I mean, if I can't help them in material ways, at least I can listen. Here's another example. I had a girl who, when I started with her 3 years ago, the police were called to her home weekly, if not more, to deal with her as a 10-year-old. Now, this week, for our last session, she bought donuts with her own money, and we went together and delivered them to the police department that she used to have so much contact with. Wow, what a total 180 she had. The officers remembered her and told her how great it was to see her doing so well. You see, she continued to write, you see, I have sat with people while we called the crisis line because their mental health had deteriorated to the point they didn't want to live anymore. I have sat with people as they are coming off of their highs. The effect that drugs have on them is disturbing because they prioritize that high over their jobs, their homes, their children, their own lives. But I've also seen them go through recovery and come out on the other side. I can't make things better for everyone, but I sure can help some and be by their side as they walk through their life and figure it out. Please, be kind to one another. My friend inspires me in the way that she is able to be present to others, the way that she follows Jesus. She made that choice. She was inspired to inspire others. You gather here, you gather with others at Salem, you find friends who inspire you. Co-journeyers, preachers, servants, people who inspire you to lead a holy life. And they inspired themselves by Jesus. You come to hear the word so that you can be inspired. You come to sing songs so you can be inspired. You come to pray prayers so that you can be inspired. I pray that each of us, as we hear this call to follow, truly are able to follow in the ways of holiness. We can all hold all life as sacred. That we can honor and love and respect. that we can be kind, that we can listen, and we can inspire others. We pray in thanksgiving. Jesus, we pray that you, in thanksgiving, that you have inspired us. God, our Father, we pray in thanksgiving that you have called us, that you know us, that you treat us as your children and honor and love us. Holy Spirit, we pray in thanksgiving that you are still with us, bringing Jesus, our Savior's words to life in our own lives. May we always have the courage to follow the way that we are called. May we honor everyone around us so that we may be able to give praise and glory to our God every day of our life, forever and ever. Amen. As we follow Jesus, we try to walk in the ways, in his way, in his footsteps. That's our next song, about following Jesus and walking in his footsteps, of loving others, of treating them with respect and kindness, of giving glory to our God. Find the link or find the song in your hymnal, and let's join together in singing about the way that we will follow and walk in the way of Jesus. May everyone have an excellent week, and God bless each of us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.